Baraka, your partner bank. Al Baraka Bank Limited is an authorized financial services and credit provider.
It's the season's best fashion fabric trends, now available at Pay and Save. The Fabric and Bridal Center. From basic to beautiful to must-have exclusive pieces, eye-catching trims to match. The newest offerings from the most innovative designers. Exquisite beaded and embroidered fabrics. All now available only at Pay and Save. The Fabric and Bridal Center at No. 5 Pelican Avenue, Lanesia. Call 011-852-4910. Pay and Save. Usually unusual fabrics.
Tafsir of the Quran with Mufti Yusuf Musaji.
Surah number 22, Surah Hajj. A surah which the name of the surah suggests and indicates towards the subject matter and the theme of the surah. Now, the first part of the surah, and we could say that the surah, it can be divided into two parts. The first part of the surah, from the beginning till the words of the surah, where Allah Rabbul Izzah says that, and we will make them to taste the punishment, نُذِقْهُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. This first 25 verses primarily concerns with refuting the belief of those who are convinced that others besides Allah have the ability to do things by hidden means without Allah's help. So two detailed logical proofs are presented to substantiate Tawheed and refute Shirk. And these proofs are found in the various verses that we will go through. And then in the second part of the surah, from verse number 26 onwards, Allah Rabbul Izzah then speaks about Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. And Allah says, وَإِذْ بَوَّأْنَا لِإِبْرَاهِيمَ مَكَانَ الْبَيْتِ. And when we showed Ibrahim the location of the house. And this part refutes the actions of the mushrikeen they would observe what Allah has forbidden. They abolished whatever others had forbidden. They fulfill the vows and offerings made in Allah's name. They are told to do that and do not make vows and offerings to others. So Allah proceeds then in the latter part of the surah to permit jihad against the mushrikeen and also promises victory for the Muslims with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is an overview of some of what is to be discussed in the surah. Let us begin by looking at the opening verses of the surah. Allah Rabbul Izzah addresses mankind. And he says, Ya ayyuhan nasu taqu rabbakum. O people, fear your sustainer. Inna zalzalata sa'ati shay'un azim. The earthquake of the last day is certainly a mighty thing. So what does this talk about? This talks about some of the major signs of Qiyamah. And one of the major things is a major earthquake of resurrection. One is at the time of the resurrection, or after the second blowing of the trumpet, while the other will take place sometime before resurrection and is considered to be amongst the signs of Qiyamah. So if the second one is meant here, then the verse will be understood in its external obvious meaning that it is a grave matter, and that when that happens, you'll really understand what it is. Allah Rabbul Izzah, the earthquake will in fact be experienced, and the verse goes on to say it will be so devastating, يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا, the day when you will witness the earthquake. You will see that people will be so frightened and so worried on that day that تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ أَمَّا أَرْضَتْ. Every nursing mother will forget her suckling infant. Will forget her suckling infant. أَمَّا أَرْضَتْ. وَتَضَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتٍ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا. And you will also witness, you will see people, a pregnant lady will abort her unborn child. وَتَرَ النَّاسَ سُكَارَ. You will see people in a drunken stupor, although وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَ. They will not be drunk, but they will be in this condition because they will realize that وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. Allah's punishment is severe. Worried that they have not done enough to save themselves from the fire of Jahannam. And that will make people
oblivious of everything around them. That concern, that worry will be to such an extent that nothing will matter now. And all they will think about at that moment is saving themselves. That is all that will. So this paints a vivid picture. The commentators differ about whether the surah is a Makki or Madani surah. Ibn Abbas expressed two views on different occasions in this regard. However, majority of the ulama say that it's both a Makki and a Madani, meaning it has both types of verses. And other peculiarities of the surah is that some of the verses were revealed at night, and some during the day, and some were revealed during travels, and some when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was not traveling. Some were revealed in Mecca, and others were in Medina. And some of the verses are nasikh, verses that are abrogating some other verses, and some are mansukh, verses that have been abrogated. There's also others which are mutashabih, which it's allegorical, very complex in meaning, and others are simple in the meaning. As we indicated, you know, this gives us a very, very vivid picture of the day of Qiyamah. And there's a narration that while Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was traveling, he recited in a loud voice this surah so that all the companions gathered around him after hearing his voice. And then he addressed and he said that, do you know that when the upheaval of Qiyamah will take place, which is mentioned in this verse, when will it take place? And the Sahaba, as was the case, they always replied by saying, Allahu wa Rasulu A'lam. Allah and His Messenger knows best. And then Nabi Salim said, that will be the day when Allah will command Sayyidina Adam to raise those people who have been marked out for Jahannam. And Sayyidina Adam will ask Allah, who are those people? And Allah will inform him that 999 out of every 1,000 will go to Jahannam. 999 out of every 1,000 will go to Jahannam. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then added that that will be the time when small children will become old on account of terror, pregnant women will abort their fetus. Can you imagine? The Sahaba were frightened when they heard this and asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, O Nabi Allah, who are those who will escape the terrible fate? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that set your minds at ease. For every 1,000 out of the Gog and Magog, the Ya'juj and Ma'juj, there will only be one from amongst you from this ummah. And that is some tasalli for the ummah, some comfort. So this is an incident that has been recorded, and this is an authentic incident. It's been recorded in Sahih Muslim on the authority of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri. And there are other versions, also according to which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is reported to have said that on the day of Qiyamah, you will find yourself with two people who will predominantly, numerically, all the others who have been near them. And one of them is a tribe of Ya'juj and Ma'juj, and the other is Shaitan and his descendants, and those of the progeny of Sayyidina Adam who have died earlier. Thus, amongst the 999, the majority will be from those people. So that is some sort of a comfort for us, yet it's an eye-opener that we should not take things for granted and think that, you know what, we'll be saved and this punishment is for others. We do not know, and that is why we need to act to save ourselves. May Allah give us the ability to do such actions which will save us in the year after.